Discourse by Abdu'l-Bahá, given at the unity meeting of Mrs. Jack and Herrick. September 22, 1911. It is a cold and miserable day, but as I was anxious to see you, I came here. For a man who has love, effort is a rest. He will travel any distance to visit his friends. Thank God I see you spiritual and at rest. I give you this message from God, that you must be turned toward him. Praise God that you are near him. The unworthy things of this world have not deterred you from seeking the world of spirit. When in harmony with that world, you care not for the things that perish. Your desire is for that which never dies, and the kingdom lies open before you. I hope that the teaching of God will spread throughout the world and will cause all to be united. In the time of Jesus Christ, there was an outpouring of the light from east to west that brought the people under a heavenly banner and illumined them with divine insight. Western lands have been kindled by the light of the Christ. I pray earnestly that the light in this advanced age will so illumine the world that all may rally under the banner of unity and receive spiritual education. Then those problems which cause difference among the peoples of the earth will be seen no more, for verily they are not. You are all waves of one sea, mirrors of one reflection. This day the countries of Europe are at rest. Education has become widespread. The light of liberty is the light of the West, and the intention of government is to work for truth and justice in Western countries. But ever the light of spirituality shines from out of the East. In this age, that light has become dimmed. Religion has become a matter of form and ceremony, and the desire for God's love has been lost. In every age of great spiritual darkness, a light is kindled in the East. So, once again, the light of the teachings of God has come unto you. Even as education and progress travel from west to east, so does the spiritual fire travel from east to west. I hope that the people of the West may be illumined by the light of God, that the kingdom may come to them, that they may find eternal life, that the Spirit of God may spread like a fire among them, that they may be baptized with the water of life and may find a new birth. This is my desire. I hope by the will of God he will cause you to receive it and will make you happy. In the same way that you have education and material progress, so may the light of God be your portion. God keep all of you in safety. Notes of Conversations.